how to make healthy comparisons. You've learned a lot so far. You know now why we make comparisons with others and the dangers of making the wrong type of comparisons. In this video, we will discuss how you can make comparisons with others that are actually beneficial to you. It starts with intention. If you want to make healthy comparisons, then you need intent. You are consciously choosing to compare yourself to someone else for a positive reason. It has nothing to do with envy or any other negative emotion that will make you feel terrible. You can choose a person currently living or dead for your healthy comparison. As long as there is information about them that will help you to change the way that you think and behave for the better, then it doesn't matter. Your intention is always to learn from these people so that you can make better decisions in life. As you move from one situation to another, you can think of yourself, how would the person that I'm comparing myself to handle the situation? If you really know a lot about them, then you should get the answer you are looking for. You're not limited to just making healthy comparisons with just one person. Nobody is good at everything, so you can have a number of people that you compare yourself to in different situations. It all depends where you want to be as a person. Know what is going on around you. The second step to making healthy comparisons of others is to listen to and watch what is going on around you. Are there politicians or other intellectuals that you will not pay attention to because you do not agree with their point of view? Or maybe you don't like a particular sports star who is at the top of their game, so you ignore them? We do not recommend that you do this. Forget about any biases that you have and be prepared to learn from these people. Listen to what they have to say and watch what they do. It doesn't matter if you agree with them or not. They can teach you some valuable lessons. Look for leaders in your field and listen intently to them and watch how they behave. Doesn't matter if you agree with their philosophy or not, because you can use this to determine some of the things that you do not want to do. And of course, you might learn some good things from them too. You will always win by doing this. Become an avid reader. Do you read regularly? This doesn't have to mean buying books, as there are plenty of inspiring and helpful online resources that you can learn from. When was the last time that you read an inspirational blog post about a topic of interest that could help you to improve your life? Today, you can find videos about all kinds of subjects that you can learn from. A lot of people prefer to watch a video and make some important notes than read a lot of text. That's fine. Just do what works for you. Another great way to improve your life through healthy comparison is to take training courses. There are tons of free training courses online, as well as paid courses. So identify the training that you need and go find it. An informative and inspiring training course can really give you a boost, so make a commitment to find your course today. Forget about being better than others. A lot of people tend to compare themselves to others to boost their egos. When they do this, they get the satisfaction of seeing themselves more favorably. If you do this, then we recommend that you stop this practice right now. Why? Because this will not help you grow. It will give you a temporary feeling of satisfaction at someone else's expense. You're not trying to improve yourself by making these kinds of comparisons. It just gives your self-esteem a bit of a lift, but not in the right way. When you make comparisons in this negative way, then it is very easy to build up a distorted picture of yourself. There's been a lot of research in this area that shows that people that do this tend to prioritize feedback that makes them look good and more desirable. The same people are not interested in any feedback that identifies their weaknesses or their undesirability. By avoiding this kind of reality, your brain is really playing a trick on you. It is telling you that everything is good when really it isn't. Comparing yourself to others to find out just how good you are is a road to disaster. It will end up making you very miserable because you may not always get the results that you want. Sure, comparing yourself to someone that you know is weaker than you can give you a feeling of superiority, but it can also uncover some of your vulnerabilities that you don't want to know about. When this happens, you are likely to feel shame or even anger. We call this comparison process self-enhancement, and it is a very dangerous game to play. Let's say that you consider yourself to be the best player of a certain video game. You consistently get very high scores and feel invincible. You meet a new person who says that they have never played the game before. They're willing to try to play against you, and you are feeling very confident. The game commences, and this person beats you. How do you feel? You are certainly going to feel some form of shame. Then anger can creep in, and you end up throwing the game controller to the floor. Don't hold on to your self-view. We all have a view about ourselves and how we think we stack up against the rest. Then we use this in our comparisons to gauge whether we are smarter or as smart as someone else, whether we are better looking or as good looking, more talented or as talented, etc. You have formed this self-view of yourself over many years, and it all started in your childhood. The opinions that you have formed about yourself are an essential part of your self-esteem. Your self-view is absolutely critical to you. It defines the way that you see the world and helps you to make sense of everything. We will do almost anything to protect our self-view. But the problem is that it can make your comparisons with others very negative. These pre-existing opinions you have of yourself are always working when you make comparisons. It is the reason that you make the comparisons in the first place. So, the tendency is for you to make a lot of comparisons so that you can confirm your self-view. If you believe that you are a great public speaker, then you will look for ways to verify this. What you don't want to hear is feedback that you still need to sharpen your skills. But what if you could be accepting of this kind of feedback? What if you have the belief that you can always learn something new and that you are not the finished item? This may be extremely difficult for you to take on board at first, but it will help you to make much healthier comparisons. In the next video, we will look at ways that you can take small steps to make big changes when it comes to comparing yourself to others.